Welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, a podcast hosted by international award-winning author, two-time TEDx speaker and investor, Natalie Torres-Haddad. She will share the tips and tricks from interviews with self-made entrepreneurs, leaders, and those who have attained financial freedom while learning financial literacy.
Welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, and yes, I am doing this again from the hotel room because we just finished PodFest 2020, woohoo, if you're watching this or listening to us. I'm actually here with two amazing podcasters that I've known for not just a long time, but just loving what they're doing. And of course, they happen to be Latino too. We are like the last straw, as I have to mention, because we've been doing this, what, day four now? Have hardly any sleep. I think we've been up since 3 a.m. and getting ready for flight. So I want to make this a quick episode, but I wanted to make sure not only I wanted to hear their thoughts on their experience, but maybe one thing each of you have encountered that you learned from the podcast, the PodFest, that you want to include in your podcast. And then secondly, something that you were just like, oh my God, this is an aha moment for me. And just to give you a minute to think about that, I will start and just say connecting with more people like you. Obviously, you're starting a network for Latina podcasters as well. That's awesome to see each of us in this different type of space. This tech space is needed. And that was a great moment to know that it's growing. And then my aha moment is pivot is crucial in any type of podcasting going into my third year. There's moments where I really want to quit and be like, this is too much work. But then just reminded that it's needed. And pivoting just means things can change and it can be a good, a bad, and it's just the learning process. So what did you learn? Let's start off with Hanzo and then let's put it out to Mina.
Sure. So do I introduce myself?
Yeah, please introduce yourself. You're so tired. I'm so tired. I did not introduce you. Oh yeah, I learned so much from Hanzo. He knows.
So my name is Hanzo Leyva. I am the host, founder, producer of the Immigration MIC podcast that I've been doing for 4 years. It's based on interviewing activists across the nation, and it's really grown to have a really strong community where people have gotten great opportunities. And you know, we're transitioning into live events and just reached 100 episodes back in November.
Awesome, huge goal, yes.
And now I am the executive producer for Momentum, a Race Forward podcast. That's the organization that I work for. So now I'm producing podcasts professionally.
That's awesome. So, yeah, he's definitely a game changer. I've seen you lift up so many other podcasts. So it's great that you're still doing this.
Thank you. Yes. And okay, so here at PodFest, building community, I think, was what I came into it with. And again, I've been able to build another great network out of this. But in addition to that, the aha moment that I had was when one of the speakers the first day described podcasts not as a transition of radio, but to look at it more like a magazine. And that really blew my mind, because now as a producer, I can go back and how I format my work. Now I'm thinking, okay, how do I make these segments into a magazine that people can really flip through? So that just completely changed the way I think about producing. And I think that alone is the value, the entire value of why I came here.
Oh, wow. Exactly. When you know, you're just like, this session was it. And it was that, I remember, created in chapters. And it's just beautiful. I love that. And I think people need to hear that. Yeah, especially if you're starting or halfway through or you just want to quit. So yeah, awesome. Rita?
So my name is Rita Bautista. I am the host and creator of Empowerment and All That podcast, which is a women's empowerment podcast. And I'm also the co-founder of Latina Podcasters, which is the network that Natalie is talking about. I think for me, the takeaway from this is obviously, right, like the development of community. And I think one of the things that's really powerful for me is that prior to us coming into the space, right, not that there wasn't connectivity, but the fact that we are bringing connectivity to the space. We had a meetup yesterday after that was a very informal meetup. We had over 25 people that showed up, both the women and the men, and we're not discouraging anyone. And the great thing about it is that I was telling you earlier, like one of my biggest goals is to make sure that we're bridging the gap and that there's no uncomfort between Latin America and the U.S., that we're really just trying to all connect under this medium of podcasting. And I think that goal was like, not just realized yesterday, but it was like really front and center. And like, I was super emotional. Like Nicole and I both looked at each other like, what the heck just happened? You know, we're just like, oh my God, this is happening. And now we can't stop the momentum because we've been able to connect to so many people who not just want to be part of the organization, but also to help catapult us forward. So for me, the biggest takeaway from PodFest, from everything, was making sure that, you know, you have these words and sometimes words just continuously pop out to you.
Yeah.
The words were consciousness, community. It's oddly enough, it was, I think, Conscious Millionaire too. I had a power session with him, which was insane. Mm-hmm. JV Crum. And then we were invited in to eat with the ex-executives of Walt Disney and got to hear them talk. And so really it was just like everything, every message that we kept hearing, Nicole and I, was like power brand, how to develop like business-oriented concept, but not in a take advantage
right.
of the situation, but a how do we develop? These are the heads of the trade. These are the people we need to connect to. And that was really extremely powerful for us because we're just starting out and we've gotten so much like great feedback. And like I said, just like the ability to connect to community.
And this feeds, I think, every single one. It's part of the community. And this podcast is about being financially savvy. So that means obviously being resourceful, figuring out ways not to spend money or not too much money, and seeing that we can do this in such a collaborative way. And actually PodFest, this is the first time they did the collaboration with VidFest along with three other organizations, Vienna Symbols. And so you see these people that are obviously have their own events, but coming together, being resourceful, and being able to do that. And like you're saying, it's just a way to catapult. And seeing newbies, I love that too, mm-hmm. because I think for me, it's like, I still feel like a newbie, but it's great to see newbies go through that, right? Because
yeah.
you're just like, their excitement. You're like, wait, I was just so excited. I could still be that excited.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's still something that we can continue to grow, and meeting, other podcasters that have been doing this forever, like Danny Peña has been doing this 15 something years, and he's still so excited, and he's always saying, I'm changing. Even his session yesterday that he did all in Spanish, which was incredible, he said that, where he's like, let me give you my five intro songs from the beginning to the last 15 years, and it was him mixing it with the tape, and then eventually evolved to actual audio, and then what he is now known for as a Hall of Fame podcaster. That's just, is huge. So we're still in it, and I think I look forward to seeing what both of you continue to do, not just with your own podcast, but how you continue to grow other people's podcasts, because at the end of the day, it's how can you maximize your voice in such an incredible platform that's still not oversaturated as opposed to the others.
Mm-hmm.
And so for any new podcasters that are listening to this or thinking about starting a podcast, make sure you reach out to these people. And then maybe one thing, go for it. Yeah.
I just want to jump in because
there's,
you know, a story that I really want to share.
Okay, let's go for it.
So this is actually how Natalie was a part of like revitalizing my career through podcasting. So I just want to tell this on your platform. So the story goes that 4 years ago, I had like this dream career and I was like flying high. And 1 year I was sitting at a White House convening with all these influential people. And then the next year, I was sitting in front of my laptop applying for unemployment because I got fired from my dream job.
Wow.
And I took it extremely hard. But out of that desperation was where I started making YouTube videos. And then someone recommended that I turn it into a podcast. You pitched yourself to me when I was just starting.
Because I love the title, Immigration Mike. Yeah.
Right. And that was like episode 40.
Mm-hmm.
But then a year later, and again, I was still suffering through this time, still like going through really bad times. And you invited me to an event that you were speaking in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at that event that I met Natalie from Morado Lens Podcast.
Oh yeah, and they're huge. I think she got a million episodes when Rocio Dawson, it's a crazy, her story.
Right.
So you connected with her, the
producer. I connected with her.
Yes, wow. Yes, wow.
Then she gave me a ticket to the New York Latino Film Festival.
Wow.
Where Juan Bago from Latinos Out Loud was speaking on the panel.
Another award-winning podcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I walked up to Mike Diaz, and I asked him, bro, just give me one chance to learn.
So cool.
Just give me one chance. And he gave me that chance. And I started all over again as an intern, holding doors open, getting water for people, etc.
Humbling. I love that.
But I was learning project management. I was learning how to be a producer. So I got promoted to associate producer in 3 months. Full producer in 6 months.
Wow.
And then, now a year later now I'm the executive producer for Momentum Erase Board podcast now professionally, right?
I love it.
So you see from that small seed, from that small step that you helped me, I have my whole career back. So I just want to say thank you so much, Natalie. So I just wanted to share that for the audience.
That's super
cute.
Sweet. I wasn't ready for that. And we're so exhausted as already, but that is very kind of you. And I think it's I forget exactly how we met, and it's to think that it's evolved this way, and the connections you've made, and those podcasts you mentioned, they gave you shout outs. I remember you weren't even in the conference in LA last year, and they're like, oh, I'm like, oh my God, I know him. And they're like, oh, he made this podcast so much better. And it obviously turns into this collaborative space. So, well, thank you for saying that.
And so what I did was, you know, to commemorate all that, right? The 99th episode of my podcast, the true story behind Immigration My Podcast.
Yeah.
You know, five chapters, Pride Comes Before the Fall, the death of my career, losing everything, podcasting God's miracle, and then Bad Boy for Life is the last chapter. It's a little joke.
Yeah,
right?
It's good. I loved it. It's such a good episode.
You know, in chapter four, Podcasting God's Miracle begins with me suffering for 9 months on that couch until you called me.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So reach out, people, because you never know. And you telling me this, that's just beautiful, because there's moments, even coming to this conference, when you're still doubting, like, should I keep doing it? Should I not do it? And I'm not even by myself. Today I'm by myself because I couldn't bring my whole team, but that's the goal for next year. But it's that where you just kind of don't know how it might help someone else. But obviously, in the end, I feel like it helps me too, where I'm like, oh, I love what you guys are doing. I love seeing not just literally new faces, but everyone has a niche and a story and a voice. And that's what this year's theme was. Your voice matters. Representation matters. Thank you for your time, because I know you guys are like marathon and about to catch your next flight to the next city that you're going to out of state. We're all in Orlando right now, so getting ready to go home. But once again, I want to do a single interview with each of you in the future. Follow up from where we are now to where we are going to be then. And I think that's going to be beautiful. You know, we'll definitely see those that are listening or watching, reach out to them and, you know, comment, question, what your journey might be. If you have any of those questions or doubts, these are the people to connect with, because not only they've been doing it, she's technically a newbie because she's starting something else. But I think in the reality, I think we're always newbie. And I'm trying to remember which author said it, where he's like, when you stop acting like, when you no longer see yourself as a student, that's when you stop learning. And I think that's something really crucial for us, is that we're constantly learning and constantly trying to improve ourselves. So before I end, I have to ask you guys the question I always ask someone, and I usually do in the beginning, but I'm so tired that I forgot to ask the question. So for each of you, when was the first time you got paid, whether it wasn't necessarily a 9-to-5, but it was something that you got paid on the side and you made you think differently about money? You're like, oh, I can get paid more for this. And so what was that experience like?
So I think I actually have a very unique story. Yeah. I got a chance to share this on Hurting It All Matters with Jen.
Yeah.
So my family owned a circus in Honduras. And so my whole life, we were basically natural born entertainers. Pretty much everyone in my family, like there's like 11 cousins and 5, 12, who knows how many uncles and aunts or whatever. And everybody is just animated. And we have this like personality of just go out and, you know, just make people laugh and smile or whatever. And so one of those things that I was raised with was connection to community and making sure that I was very culturally inclined to being Hondureña and understanding how to dance sique and punta.
Wow.
So my mom created this this group. And so we used to dance in the group. And so my cousin Carlos and I, used to always use that to our advantage whenever there were like gatherings, like big family gatherings or like bautismos or like weddings or whatever. So Carlos and I would always pass around a collection plate.
Oh, I love this.
But here's the thing.
GoFundMe.
Right, GoFundMe. Yeah, exactly. Y'all pass around the collection plate. But he and I knew that because we were, I wouldn't say technically like overly skilled dancers, but we were pretty good. We would know what songs to pick and we would know like who should be the judge kind of thing. And this is us at like 8.
Wow.
You know,
you were already producing that.
Already at that point. And I'm like, okay, you do this, you do this, you do this. And then we all come together. And so we would create dance-offs with other people, and we always knew we were going to win anyway. So it was like, that was our, like, we would split the
pot. Ooh, I love that.
Yeah.
I love it. The hustle starts early, and
absolutely.
I love that.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Oh, my gosh. So do you remember how much that was probably, or?
I mean, depending on what kind of party it was. If it was a baptism, it was probably, like, $10-$15 each.
And that's
if
pretty
it
cool
was,
for an 8-year-old.
Yeah.
And you're already there. So
yeah, exactly.
Money, you're making money at a party. I never would have thought of that. That's
exactly.
Awesome. I love that. And for you?
Yeah. So for me, so I grew up in suburban Long Island, you know, early 90s. And so for me, the first time that I ever had experience with money was when my mom put me to sell newspapers on the front lawn.
Wow.
So I would like sell Newsday for
props
like
to mama.
10 cents.
That's awesome.
But one thing that was interesting was that I don't know why I saw the change as annoying. Like I like the dollar bills. So what I did was I...
You already knew.
I threw the change all over the lawn, trying to hide it because I thought that that was failure, right? I thought like, yeah, I don't know. That was my perspective.
Right.
And when my mom found out, she yelled at me first.
Of course.
And then went and had me pick up all the change.
Oh, I love that.
So I
message.
Think for me, like, there's always been a sense of consciousness around money. I never had the flashy sneakers, still don't. To me, sneakers are such a luxury.
Yeah.
But I think, like, going back to the story that I told, for me, I think it's important now that I'm in this position to pass on this message to other people, because other people are going to lose their dream jobs. They are going to lose everything. And I think helping usher them into podcasting, into this community, can really affect the labor force in the future.
I love that the positivity is the theme. And today happens to be International Women's Day.
Yes.
Or March. I'm not sure when this podcast debut will come out. And obviously props to the women before us. And just to end on that note, thinking about pennies, I'm thinking about my grandmother. And I remember that, and I still say this is by far my most influential lesson I've ever had from her. And she said, my abuelita says this, she goes, you know, living in the U.S., we're all immigrants. And she said, living in the U.S. is the richest country in the world. And I looked at her like, we lived in the hood. So I was kind of like, I was confused as a kid. And I go, what do you mean? And she goes, there's always money on the street. So I was like the coins or the pennies. That's what I was starting to ask her. And she goes, no. She goes, pencils. There's always pencils. There's always pens on the street. Sometimes brand new, not even open. And I thought, I looked at her confused, thinking pencils. And she goes, you know how she would tell me? She's like, it would take me a week or two to save up 35 cents and back in 1950, to be able to buy a pencil that would allow me to, she taught herself how to read and write. To write, do math, and she was an amazing business owner. And she said, and I would, we would use those pencils to the point where there was no more lead, and the eraser was completely gone. Mm-hmm. And she goes, people look at that and say, oh, that's just trash. But she's like, a pencil, brand new pen, is $1.50, whatever. And she's like, and you can resell those things. So it was kind of this mentality of money is everywhere, and it's really resources. So the abundance that comes from it. I still, to this day, always pick up a penny. I always have my tissues with me. Right? And it's because of that, it's about, if you start saying no to money in any form or any resource whatsoever, then that's what you're saying to the universe, that I don't need it. And believe me, I welcome money over and over. So thank you so much for being a part of this. We will definitely
thank
have
you.
To do a follow-up. This was beautiful, and we were so exhausted and even contemplated doing this episode. But they're troopers. They're like, let's do it before we get on the plane. So how can they contact you? And we will definitely have you back.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you want to reach me directly, Instagram is always really easy. You can hit me up at Rita E. Bautista. That's my personal account. If you want to find out more information about Latina Podcasters, you can find us at Latina Podcasters on Instagram, latinapodcasters.com. And if you want to add your podcast to the directory, we have a submission form there as well. And we have a private Facebook group that just continues to develop and grow the community for people who need support and those who want to give their expert tips to everybody.
Woo woo, and it's extended to anyone. So I love that.
Yeah.
I love the focus. Yeah.
Cool. And for me, it's at handle on the MIC on Instagram, which is my business card. And then at Immigration Mike Podcast, also on Instagram for the actual podcast.
Perfect. We'll see you on the next Financially Savvy in 20 minutes. So have fun, be fabulous, and frugal.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
To learn more about the podcast, check out financiallysavvyin20minutes.com. For more interviews, make sure you look up Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes on YouTube and Instagram TV. To hire the trailblazer, as Forbes featured her the financial and mental health advocate for your next workshop or speaking engagement, follow Natalie at Financially Savvy Latina on all social platforms. All it takes is 20 minutes daily to become financially savvy. Music by Nikki and produced by Robert DeLude.